Dancing out there. I'll have to invite you all up next time. We'd like to close with the Yupsasa number since you're well conditioned now. Some of you. Anybody here remember how to Yupsasa? All right. All right. We better break the new ones in very quickly though. Not too many remember the cuckoo. It was a late night last night. Hold ye, cuckoo. Let's try that again. Hold ye, cuckoo. Beautiful. All right. Folu tsangagavaki so hold ye, cuckoo. Hold ye, cuckoo. Rok ma vali kaina sha hold ye, cuckoo, cuckoo. Yoru. Some of you were surprised by that. Remember that? Yup, sasa.
Yodely ho.
There, you grab the person next to you by the arm. It's a good way to meet him. And let's see if we can get the hill moving.
That was the Rust family. I have an announcement here. There's going to be a food sale on Saturday, August 5th, 1972, at 1 p.m. at the firehouse. The Petersburg Fire Auxiliary will be having a food sale Saturday at 1. Also, if Alan Stowell is here, Alan Stowell, please come down backstage. If Alan Stowell is here. Now I have somebody to introduce to you that most of you know. She's practically a neighbor of Fox Hollows. They're just down the road, or just over the road into Vermont there, a little ways over in Marlboro. She and her family certainly has been responsible for a minor revolution in music around the folk scene in the last couple of years. Been responsible for a lot of neat songs and nice music making at her house and other people's house. This is Margaret MacArthur.
Thank you. It's a great honor to be here this afternoon. And as we sing, I'm going to try to say something about the songs and why we learned them or where we learned them and whatnot. I learn a lot of songs when I go visiting and when people come visit me. And I also collect songs from my neighbors and from neighbors of my parents. So it's just sort of wherever I go, I just sort of pick up songs. And this one I learned last winter. The weekend of the big snowstorm in New York State, I was singing at Cornell and supposed to sing in Albany the next night, but it was the weekend of the storm and I couldn't even get 10 miles out of Cornell. I kept trying and I'd get 10 miles each time I tried and then have to go back. So I was snowed in at Tony and John's and I learned this from a record of theirs sung by Mattie Pryor. It's about a young girl who goes to the mountains to seek her true love.
Distance.
Members of my family have come with me today, and as I explained, I'm going to tell you something about the songs we do and why we do them, and I'm going to ask Dan to play a guitar.
Right now.
On his, this little harp I'm playing was given to me by friends of ours who live 30 miles north of us in Vermont, so it's what I call a little barn harp. It's from a barn. Dan's guitar is one that he made out of a hunk of cherry that we had out in the shop. And the song that he's singing is one that is he's playing is one that he recently used for a movie that was made up in Vermont, some kind of a short movie, and he did the music for it. So this is why this song came to be, or this tune. We learn songs from friends who come to visit. This next one's in that category. We learned it from John Coster. And it was written by John Coster and a friend of his, Andrew Spencer. And I'll ask Gary, another son of mine, to... Maybe he's not here. Oh, he forgot the essential thing. Well, one time Megan went with me someplace and forgot her bow. Gary came and forgot his fiddle, I take it. Well, while I'm thinking of it, I must tell you that don't use your extension cord in your silver shop because it just blew the fuses up there.
Yeah, also, I'd like to ask whoever said that to help me fix it or tell me what's wrong.
We will.
Because I need it.
We'll fix the electric, but I just didn't want to forget. And the dulcimer I'm playing is a homemade cherry dulcimer. This is just by way of giving you an idea what a family does. They sit around making instruments, blowing fuses, and playing music.
Playing fuses.
I've been considering, and I don't know why, I can't climb up the hills to a more peaceful sky. And we think of this song a lot in the winter when we're snowed in up on our mountain in Vermont.
Thank you.
I'll teach. Another thing that happens at our house is that Gary often plays the fiddle for the productions of the Marlboro Theater Company, and he's going to play just a short thing that he played a few weeks ago in Miss Julia, their current production.
It's called the Crystal Shanties.
My daughter Megan is going to join me in singing a song about some drownings in the river during the log rolling time. They used to roll logs down the rivers near where we live. They don't do it anymore, but we've seen the...
Over here.
Right here.
Yeah, here.
We've seen the logs in the rivers at Maine, and I think this was changed from a sea ballad to one about the rivers, the Pinery Boy. This is my daughter Megan. There are other members of our family, and if they ever arrived, we'll ask them to sing the last song after this one. We'll close up with a song. We might get some more MacArthurs. It would be unheard of, but it might happen. I don't know. A raftsman's life is a wearisome one. It causes many fair maids to weep and mourn. It causes them to weep and mourn for the loss of a true love that never will return.
Pilot, pilot, Henry boy. She wrung her hands and tore her hair, just like a lady in despair. She rode her boat against Long Rock, yet thought this fair maiden's heart was broke.
If there are two other MacArthurs here, could they come and sing the chorus of Ranadine with us?
Come on up here.
I see some.
Oh, there are. So while they're coming up, I'll explain. There's one MacArthur still missing who lives in New Mexico.
He was here a couple years ago.
Yes.
We can sing it.
Yeah. Did you play
flute?
Yeah, or you just want to say. This is my husband John on my left and my son Patrick. So
on the mountains high. she fell into my arms on the mountain's high. Well, I hadn't kissed her once or twice when she came to again, and modestly then asked me, "Sir, what is your name? If you go to yonder forest, my castle there you'll find. Written ancient history, they call me Ranadine.
They call me Ranadine. They call me Ranadine. Written ancient history, they call me Ranadine."
Well, I said, "My pretty fair maid, and don't let your parents know, for if you do, they'll prove my ruin and fatal overthrow. And when you come to look for me, perhaps you'll not me find. I'll be in my castle, so call for Ranadine.
Call for Ranadine, so call for Ranadine.
I'll be in my castle, so call for Ranadine. Now all you pretty fair maidens, take warning by me. Be sure you quit the roaming and shun bad company. For if you don't, you'll surely ruin till the day you die. And beware of meeting Ranadine on the mountains high.
On the mountains high, all on the mountains high.
Beware of meeting Ranadine on the mountains high."
Margaret, Megan, John, Patrick, Dan, and Eric, the MacArthur family from Marlborough, Vermont. A couple of very quick announcements. Would Dr. Adler please come to the first aid tent, and Andy Spence to the sound booth? Now, to help me introduce the next performer, Janet Boyer.
It's my pleasure to introduce our next guest. I wanted to tell you a little bit about her. You know, we're from St. Louis, and there are quite a group of us who are moving this way for the festival every year. I keep bringing more and more people. And Doris Frazier, the next performer, is one of them.
I think if I didn't start off with this one...
Oh,
open the record stand. I do have some records up there called Praise God, Give God the Glory. And if you'd like to take me home with you, take a record. I should call several of my friends up, and I'm going to ask the kids from St. Louis to come up on the next number. I'd like to do an old, old song that you all know. Oh,
is on the record. Of course, I'm not playing the best instrument. Can't get out of it what I want.